Okay, now we get to make fun of people. Not really. These are the worst. And it's the same seven categories, but for different reasons. The worst actor from last year was James Purfoy in Ironclad. I've said a lot of things about Ironclad where Paul Giamatti was hilarious and everybody else was in a completely different movie than he was, but James Purfoy just does come across as being in the furthest out from what Paul Giamatti was in. He's dour, he's boring. There's supposed to be a love story, but he's a devout Catholic monk, basically. So it's kind of a forced love story. There's just a lot that I don't care for in his portrayal, and it's just, of all the movies I saw, his was the worst. His performance was the worst, and I'm talking about even among the actors in the Smurfs, Romeo and Juliet, Cars 2, Red Riding Hood, God, those were bad. His performance as a lead actor was just abysmal. Unfortunately, he keeps getting work, and he's not getting better. Because I've liked him in other things. I've actually liked him in period pieces. He was pretty good in for the role he had in A Knight's Tale, which is pretty much the same time period as this. It's only about 100 so years after this one takes place. But still, I'm not sure he knew what he was supposed to be doing in this. But that aside, it just wasn't a good role, and he could have done better with it. Worst actress. This is a major tie between Amanda Seyfried for Red Riding Hood and Natalie Portman for Thor. Both of them were horrible as leads. It's questionable whether or not Natalie Portman really qualifies as a lead in this, but this is more of an issue with. There was a couple other movies she was in this year. I think the other one was Just Friends or something, where with an Ashton Kutcher or whatever. I didn't see that one, but I did see Thor, and she was just as bad in Thor as she was in Black Swan, which I'm guessing is going to get her an Academy Award nomination and an Academy Award because they gave her for Black Swan. Either way, it was shit. She was bad in it. She really dragged Thor down. She wasn't the only thing wrong with Thor, but she was pretty bad in it, and she didn't help. And Amanda Seyfried, I do not know what happened with Red Riding Hood. That's just going to continue to be a problem and with me, I'm just never going to understand what really happened with what could have been a really good version. They had everything in place for it. I mean, even the effects weren't terribly bad. The wolf looked fake, but that's what happens when you use CGI to make a wolf. So, really, not a lot of that they could have done with that. But the story up till then had promise. It just was poorly done. And I've seen that they've actually released an alternate version of it. And I haven't purchased the alternate version because I'm not terribly sure that it would be better than it was. Either way, she tied with Natalie Portman. Number three, worst supporting actor. Neil Patrick Harris. And yes, I'm saying he's supporting the Smurfs. And it's the kind of punishment he deserves for having agreed to being in the Smurfs. He should be ashamed of himself. And it's not like doing kids' movies is a bad idea for him because he was really good as the monkey in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. And I don't even dislike him as an actor because I liked him in the Harold and Kumar and I liked him in Starship Troopers. The problem was that this movie was just that bad. And he should have known it was that bad from reading the script because it's not likely he would have gotten into the part he was in without knowing the major problems with the script, because he doesn't appear in the medieval time. He only appears in the modern day part of New York, and he should have known from that alone that the movie was going to be shit. And he still made the movie. So I don't know what I can tell you. He should be ashamed to be in it. And I think I did mention when I was talking about it being the worst movie that anybody involved of it should have been ashamed. Worst supporting actresses. The entire cast of Sucker Punch. All of them. I don't think any of them were technically qualified as being a lead. They all supported each other, and they were all bad, and I could go into what could have been done with this, but with that script, nothing could have been done. They simply don't have anything to say or do that is any deeper than shake your ass and try to look cute in that outfit. And although they could look cute, we need more. And I hate to say that as a guy, that I need more from a movie, but the only time when just having a pretty girl around works is a porn. And this wasn't a porn, because guess what? They never showed any skin. And I'm not saying that that is a reason why I didn't like the movie, but if you are going to try to make a serious movie about empowering women, then put a plot in there. If this was just about giving something for guys to jerk off to, well, there's an entire industry to that, and you don't have to put so much into your special effects to let them do it. If you want to tell a story, tell a story. But visuals are not enough to tell a story. And I don't think anybody in that production knew that. Worst director. Raja Ramand Gosnell for The Smurfs. You should be ashamed. Just flat ashamed. You should have known better. You didn't. You should be ashamed. Moving on. Worst screenplay. Now, this is going to be a long list, and I'm saying that because when you get bad movies, you tend to get a lot of writers. And I think some of them have even broken off here. Let me make sure I've got them all. No, I think I do. I'm probably missing somebody on one of these, but here we go. Worst screenplay, Andy Reilly and Kevin Cecil and Mark Burton and Emily Cook and Kathy Greenberg and Steve Hamilton Shaw and Kelly Asbury. Yes, that's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people wrote Romeo and Juliet, and they are all shit writers. And wow, that just reading that off, it looks to be that there were four or five drafts of Romeo and Juliet, a play that has been performed hundreds of times in the last 400 years, and it took four drafts of 7 people to get that piece of shit made. Once again, you should be ashamed. Also involved in the worst screenplay, J. David Stern and David N. Weiss, and J. Sherrick and David Ron for The Smurfs. Now, it does look like there was 1, 2 drafts on that one. Both of them should have been rejected. I don't know how this movie kept getting made. But, wow, that was a train wreck. You should be ashamed. And the only name I'm currently showing for Cars 2, and I'm going to go ahead and look that up again, is a Ben Queen. Yes, the 3 worst movies I saw last year, all 3 of them I'm putting out for worst screenplay, rather. I just don't understand how these 3 movies got made. Okay, so I did... Let me check it out. Okay, so the only one listed for screenplay was Ben Queen, rather. So he gets full blame for it having a bad script. Maybe they should have sent it to somebody else. I don't know how John Lasseter would let himself have a story credit on this, because, wow, that is bad. It was just a horrible storyline for all 3 of these movies, and they should all be ashamed. But these people got paid to write the scripts for these movies, which makes it even worse. And for the worst story, Zack Snyder for Sucker Punch. And I don't know really why I put it into story, because it didn't have one. But when it comes down to it, it was the worst story, because they promised so much and they delivered so little. And that's why it was worse. And at the same time, there really wasn't a tremendous amount of dialogue. There was some hackney cliche dialogue from some of the characters, but nothing original, nothing worthwhile, so it really didn't have any guts to it. The story was what really brought it down. And if they had had a better story, or a story at all, then the writing and the visuals could have come out of that and been better. But really, it was just a complete waste of time all around. And Zack Snyder, you should be ashamed. Those are my worst awards for 2011. The next recording will be of the 9 most anticipated movies. It'll be a short review, because I'm just going to make the list and hopefully not take up too much more of your time. I think we're actually getting really long at this point. I'll see you in a minute.